In Florida, feelings are mixed over the official state animal. The Florida panther has been on the endangered species list for nearly 50 years. In the 1970s, there were only about 20 panthers in the wild, but the species has since rebounded. Now, nearly 200 range throughout the southwestern part of the state. NPR's Greg Allen reports that some ranchers and sportsmen in Florida say that may be about enough.
Florida panthers are a subspecies of the cougar or mountain lion. They're slightly smaller than their cousins, but like them, they need lots of room to roam. At the northern end of the panther's range is Black Boar Ranch, a hunting preserve near the town of La Belle. Cliff Coleman is the ranch manager.
We've been here 15 years, so in the beginning, the first 5 or 6 years, you never seen them. Then you'd see tracks, and then you finally got where you see sign all the time, really.
Coleman is taking me on a ranch tour in a swamp buggy, an elevated open truck he uses to ferry hunters to tree stands. Black Boar Ranch recently signed an agreement with the U.S. Agriculture Department and the Nature Conservancy, a private environmental group designating a portion of the ranch as habitat for the Florida panther. It connects to adjoining properties to the north and south, creating a travel corridor for panthers. Wendy Matthews with the Nature Conservancy says the travel corridor has become increasingly important as the panther population has grown in southwest Florida.
And because their ranges are fairly large, they need to move north in order to, you know, continue having a healthy population in terms of genetics and then also being able to have sufficient game to eat and feed their kittens with.
Florida officials estimate there are now at least 180 panthers living on millions of acres of public and private land in Florida. But after decades of protecting the panther and working to expand its habitat, Florida's fish and wildlife officials now say they want to adopt a new policy toward the endangered species. Under a federal recovery plan for the panther, it can't be taken off the endangered species list until three populations of 240 animals or more are established in Florida or other southeastern states. Lisa Pretty, a member of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and a ranch owner, believes those goals may be unrealistic.
We're at the point where we're probably pushing the 240 animals in this primary first range for panthers. And where does the second population go? Because it takes a lot of contiguous land to support a panther population.
We cannot fathom how we can be talking about that there are too many panthers.
Jennifer Hecker is with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida, one of many environmental groups outraged by the commission's new proposed panther plan. It would put Florida on record opposing efforts to establish a new panther population outside of southwest Florida. The plan says in its current range, panthers may have exceeded their habitat's carrying capacity. At a hearing recently in Sarasota, the commission heard from dozens of people opposed to any move to weaken the state's commitment to reestablishing the panther. But there were also many on the other side. Hunters angry that panthers have taken their game, and ranchers upset that panthers sometimes take their livestock. Here's rancher Jack Johnson.
I raise cattle for a living. I don't come to your house and take whatever it is you do, and I expect you don't come to my house and take mine, whether it's you or an animal or whatever, whether who was here first or not.
But panthers are just one part of a much larger dispute playing out in Florida. The larger argument is about land use and the future of millions of undeveloped acres in Florida. After decades of development along the coast, builders and retirees are increasingly looking to new communities in Florida's interior, including areas west of Lake Okeechobee, where panthers are becoming common. Paul Carlisle, an administrator from Glades County, says more than a third of the land there is already under conservation easements. The panther, he notes, used to range not just in Florida, but throughout the southeast, from Texas to North Carolina.
Why should Florida carry the whole burden of the panther that once had that broad range and the expenses that goes along with it and the cost of development? Yes, development is needed. To be sustainable, we have to have development.
Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission took another controversial position recently, responding to the rebounding black bear population by approving a bear hunt. Using some of the same reasoning as with panthers, the commission says bears may have reached the carrying capacity in some areas, and it's now necessary to control their population. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.